Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
All right. What do we do? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon in Coral Springs, Florida, here in Danger Studios. Lovely day. It's actually cooling off for Florida Day. I'm joined here by Mr. Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
Ethan Moore.
Wonderful to be with you, as always, Dougie.
He still has makeup on his face from his drag show.
Got my beautifully shaven face, and I still got a little eyeliner, I think.
Yo, kudos for you to get those guys to actually wear a drag.
Oh, my God.
Nico Prada.
That's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Tommy Lee. I can't get this eyeliner off. Yeah. It's still there.
Just with the eyeliner, right?
So Elgin won, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Elgin David won.
He won the drag
Butch
contest?
And Femme comedy show, the drag show we just did on Saturday. Yeah. And he was amazing. I just got to say, Elgin just, like, he destroyed.
Really?
Yeah. It was a weird show. It was a little
comedy
bit...
Comedy-wise, or was it that he destroyed acting really like a woman?
He really good.
Everyone destroyed his asshole. He did great. He had a great set. We actually had, it was sort of a rough room because it was all of these lesbians. We did it in a lesbian bar.
Right.
And some of them thought that our approach to comedy and drag was a little offensive.
Oh, really?
Like
they
were making
How
fun
could
of
they?
We're making fun of trans people or drag
lesbians
or
being lesbians being judgmental.
Yeah, judgmental lesbians. My comedy partner Anna Lepley, who we put on the show with, is a lesbian, and she's like, I hate these fucking bitches. They're so judgmental, you know.
Yeah.
Why can't they be cool?
So, yeah. Well, Wilton Manors, that area. I don't know. Sometimes it could be, you know,
great area, very safe. Wonderful food. Lovely people.
Yeah,
I love Wilton Manors.
It's like Disney World.
Not great.
If you're gay.
Yeah. Even if you're straight. I always take girls on dates there.
Yeah.
And then they ask me if I'm gay. But still, so it's not working out, I guess.
That guy
point.
Was with you the whole time.
They make great food in that area.
That's what I always say. I'm like, they have great restaurants there.
It's a very festive neighborhood.
It's wonderful.
It's safe.
I had a good weekend. I was at Gregory's Comedy Club Thursday through Saturday.
Mm.
Nice change of pace when you're at the same room 3 nights as opposed to driving everywhere somewhere different. So that was cool. And I got to work with a very funny guy, Spencer James. It was nice of him, too. Gave me a lot of comments, but notes and stuff and tags.
Oh, cool. That's always nice.
You know?
Friendly comedy scene.
Yeah.
Someone helps you out like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was there. He came out and said, he goes, look, if you want to headline this room, you got to come out and blow my doors off. And I said, well,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Is this a Harvey Weinstein kind of thing?
Yeah. I was on a couch at the time. And he said it. What's up, Peter Kramer, by the way? And, of course, Tracy Young, who's still alive.
Tracy loves my drag stuff. He always posts in all caps that I'm a huge faggot.
I think his cap lock button's fucked up.
Tracy,
on his computer.
What's wrong with your computer?
Yeah, the cap lock button stuck.
He's texting from like a TTY terminal in 1984.
Yeah, exactly. So that was fun, and we're still looking for an opening date of the Goldfinger Comedy Club Thursdays on starting in December at Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So we're on track for opening on December, first week of December on Thursday.
Awesome.
And
very Merry Christmas.
It could be, you know, although I'm going to be gone for December. I'm gone 3 weeks in December. I'm going to be at Looney's Comedy Corner in Colorado Springs. November 30th to December 3rd, then I'm going to be at Looney Bin in Tulsa for a week, and then Oklahoma City Looney Bin for a week. God. Now, you know what? I tried to wear a long-sleeve shirt this week on Friday, Saturday night. I wore my collared shirt and long-sleeve shirt because I figured and I was sweating, and I'm like, that's it. I got to put the fucking t-shirt back on.
You know, I kept thinking that the temperature was going to be like, you know, fall temperature, and it just never happened.
Yeah.
That one day it was.
It was like 3 weeks ago for 2 days. It got kind of crispy.
It got so nice.
It was
like,
beautiful.
Wow.
We are having, it's at a strip club, but their show is not in the strip club. It's in an adjacent room.
It's in the dressing room.
Yeah. We're going to be in the showers.
It's going to be in the white room.
Comedy.
The white room.
What's up, Martha Fritz? And anyway, if you could be watching us on Facebook Live, live recording, some people are. But if you're not listening, if you're listening to us on the podcast or at Above Army Radio, you're going, who the fuck's he talking to? Well, if you want to see our beautiful faces and some of us with makeup.
Hi. I'm lovely, aren't I? Aren't I, Facebook?
Now, I was wondering.
Tell me how beautiful I am.
See, I was glad those guys did it because I don't know if I would go through all that trouble of, I hate wearing a long sleeve shirt, barely right. having to wear.
You wouldn't do it?
I don't know if I wouldn't do it. I just think it would be a lot of work to commit.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of trouble.
All the jokes were transsexual jokes, or
no? Because here's the thing: like some comedians will just kind of take their own, you'll just do their own set. But in drag, although I gotta say, people always ask me like, "What should I do?" And I just say, "Well, do whatever you want. I don't care. Well, I just want to see what people come up with."
Right.
But I will say what Elgin did was he took some of his he kind of made up some stuff about being in drag, and then he took some of his own material and then kind of shifted it from the perspective of like a guy in drag or a woman.
Yeah.
So that made it really work. Like his material kind of popped in that context.
Did he wear a miniskirt?
He had this crazy dress on and this huge, like, not quite Afro rig, almost like he's Puerto Rican. It would have been like, it's like a Puerto Rican chick's kind of hair. It was huge, like almost Afro style.
And, funny.
And he looked great, and he had the crowd dying. We also had Lisa Correo on that show,
mm-hmm.
and we put her up.
She dresses a guy.
She kind of had a little bit of a lesbian kind of vibe. She had the hat on and the kind of like just a very I can't remember what she was wearing exactly, but it was I think plaid.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of like lesbian, and she was making jokes about like how she used to eat pussy and stuff like that. So the crowd is like, oh, now we like her. You know, it's like a bunch of dudes are up there, and they're like, God damn it. And then finally an actual pretty girl goes on stage, and the lesbians shockingly enjoyed that part.
Wow.
So Lisa did great. She was amazing. But it was a wild show. It was just, those shows are always so much fun. We've done them in, like, Charleston, Pensacola.
Right.
We got another one coming up in North Carolina next year. We just got a bunch of stuff. I think we're going to do Orlando next month, actually.
Wow.
And it's been a great, like, little weird comedy thing that I do.
Nice. Oh, good theme shows. By the way, what's up, Steve Netta? Glad to see you back up and at him, our friend who wasn't well. Comedy, now he's back at it. Back in the saddle again. yeah, well, shit, man. Let's talk about some things opening the show with some talk. boy, the it just doesn't end here with the sexual harassment and all kinds of things. Louis, now, I don't know if we did this last week, but Louis C.K., who's, you know, a comedy god, as you'd call him.
Well, it came out on Friday. He admitted it, right?
He said, yeah, it's all true.
Yeah, right. It's all true.
Yeah, fess up.
Interesting
fess
approach.
Up, world. Hashtag fess up. That's the new thing. Just come out and say it. Just say, hey, you know what?
Let's forgive Louis and move on. That's what I say.
Now, you know,
that's a joke.
Who didn't know he jerked off in front of people?
That's the funny thing is that every comedian knew this.
Yeah.
Right? Haven't you heard this story before?
It was on his show. How he kind of vignetted it.
I don't know about that. Was it? I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
He talked about it. Didn't he talk about it like that's what he, like.
There was an episode where he kind of was.
He alluded to it?
Yeah. I can't remember the comic's name, but she's the one. Oh, man. Doing no justice. Whatever. They were hooking up after a show because they always hooked up. And then
Maria Bamford?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
I just saw her at the improv.
One day she was like, I don't even want to do this anymore. And then he was like, come on, just let me in front of you. And
oh, let me jerk off. So. Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
But that was a girl he was actually hooking up with, so that's way more acceptable.
Yeah, well, listen, if a girl's in a room with somebody jerking off, you can always just leave, right?
Well,
I don't get it.
The story is like he would invite girls over and then like not really know them that well and then be like, hey, do you mind if I pull my dick out? And then he'd start jerking off, and then they'd be like, oh, my God, what's happening right now? And then they, like, run out of the room.
Wow.
And then they would always feel like now their career is going to be affected, you know, because Louis is such a powerful guy in the industry.
Hmm.
That's sort of what this story is.
I think it's kind of rude to run, think it's kind of rude to run out before he finishes. I mean, at least, you know, give him a...
I think they were sitting there
until
he finished.
Give him the correct critique on something like that.
Right,
you
right.
You know what I mean? That's such a personal issue. Some people just need acceptance.
I don't know. I are you guys Louis C.K. fans?
I don't
No one wants to admit it now. Everyone's
no,
like,
I've never. I watched the show for a little bit. You know, I watched it a couple times, but I'm not. I don't like watching comics on TV. I just don't get into it.
There are peaks and valleys. Some of his jokes were amazingly funny and well crafted.
I liked his stuff from like the kind of mid-2000s.
Yeah, you know, a lot of his stuff. A lot of people claim like he stole shit. You know, like who's a guy from Dennis Leary.
Well, Dan,
he said Louis, Dennis sold Louis C.K.'s joke.
Right.
Yeah. But Louis has supposedly someone stolen all of his jokes.
Dane Cook. Everybody's got itchy assholes.
They had that Dane Cook thing where they confronted each other on his show. I don't know. Louis, like you said, is a comedy god. He's sort of, he's like probably the most recognizable comic in America.
Right.
Maybe Hannibal Buress would be up there
Somebody
too.
Somebody asked the question.
I think your mixer board is haunted.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's the Halloween
it's
blues.
The liberal media.
Did Louis
God
C.K. jerk off on your mixer board?
See, you can't even talk about this topic. And Louis
he's a jinxing
his influence,
our shit.
You know?
he's got his love juice on my
I'll
board.
I'll ruin your production.
Also, coming to the George Takei has been accused, and Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, my.
Thank God.
Oh, my.
Thank God George Takei has some skeletons in his closet with all his rhetoric.
I don't see how, I mean, the guy, when he's on Howard Stern, he's a complete, you know.
Perv.
So, I mean, you know.
I think that's fun. I thought that was funny and kind of cute because he's like an old man.
Yeah.
And now I'm like.
a little bit pervy.
it's like you can't even watch anything anymore. It's all ruined.
I'm just amazed that, you know, again, it's like I said, hashtag not me. I've never raped or molested anybody. So I'm feeling pretty comfortable with my identity. You know, now somebody asked the question, is Louis C.K.'s career over?
No.
You know, I mean, can you say that? Like
in 1993, yes, you're done. 2017, I think the way he approached it. Yes, I did it.
Well, meanwhile, you got
to make it more acceptable.
You've got
not acceptable, but
Roy Moore in Alabama running for Senate, and he's like, you know, no, I didn't. None of that is true,
right?
And it's like so they went opposite directions. It'll be interesting to see which one works. Like Roy Moore's like, no, that's all fake, and it seems like it's real, by the way. And Louis C.K. is like, no,
yeah,
it's
we
all
know
real.
You slanted on which I saw you believe on that just because you're more liberal. He's got. I mean, I don't know enough about this to say whether the guy did it or who the hell can we say he did or didn't. It was how many people complained about him now?
Five. New one today.
Five?
All young girls. He was like in his 30s, and they were like 16 and under. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
14 was the youngest that he actually assaulted.
Assaulted? Like put his hands on and forced?
Yeah, he grabbed her hand and like forced onto his penis and made her like rub it and stuff. I read the story and I was whoa, this is really well reported. I mean, it would be hard to make up this kind of stuff. I was like,
I don't know if you give it too much. It's easy to report. Once you get creative with lying, it's very easy, especially with that kind of stuff. You know, there's too many. Now here's the real question. It's happened. Okay, there's a lot of pervs out there. Now the real question is it going to become a witch hunt? Like everybody, you know, like now you want to pull people out of power. Now anybody can say, hey, you know, when it was or wasn't. You know, I've been in a room alone with somebody, and that, you know, nothing ever happened where they could say, oh, well, that happened. And then we're like, well, fucking prove it. You know, I'm just saying.
I mean, there
seems
like,
to be a lot less proof and a lot more allegations out there than there is.
It's kind of hard to prove, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's somebody's word against somebody else's, unless somebody, you know, rape, you get somebody, and you know, somebody go get some, like, you know, they go get tested, they've been raped.
Well, that's why when you do some like reporting on this kind of stuff, you have to like be so careful. You know, you have to like really back up everything and corroborate it and check timelines and match witness stories and everything like that. And they seem to have done that in this case. So I buy it. I buy the Roy Moore thing.
Louis C.K. judges thing. Judges with power. Like it doesn't seem like people
powerful
in power.
People.
Powerful it's, people. They it gets to their head a little
oh
bit.
Oh my
and,
God! Yes.
And then you know they said, "Come here and touch my dick."
Yeah. Power corrupts.
The part of the Roy Moore thing that makes me laugh is he got the mom's permission. Is that part of the story? I would like to quote your young daughter.
Yeah, he asked the mother, and she was like, I think she's a little young for you. It's like, she's 16.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
It's okay, I'm a judge. I have no problem with it.
Jeez.
I'll be the judge of that.
You know, I was
it's
at
not
the,
in the Ten Commandments.
at the show this week, like when I was in Cocoa Beach, there's a bar across the street from the club called Time Out. And, you know, me and the headliner went over there to have a drink after the show. And actually, a couple girls from the show wanted to go and hang out. And one girl was a complete fucking crash test dummy in the sense that she was just drunk and just complete loon. You know what I mean? And I'm a married guy, so I have no interest in this whole play. You know what I mean? And then I felt bad because Spence said to me, he goes, the headliner says, hey, you mind shooting shot? What does he go? A wingman. You want to be my wingman?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Okay. And I don't, you know, I kind of know what a wingman is, but I haven't dated in 20 fucking years. You know, I don't, what am I know about wingman? You know, I don't even want to be around these kooks. These girl, one girl's just being a loon, and the other girl was like, all right. And there was drama. When girls drink, there's so much drama. I mean, what the fuck?
Right.
I mean, they start arguing with other women, and they start, I'm like, and the guy's like, come on, can you help me? You're my wingman. I'm like, dude, I don't want to be around these fucking loons. And then I finally sit at the bar. I'm finally sitting at the bar and hanging out, and the girl looks to one girl, at least the cute one, goes, I work out, feel my leg.
Ooh,
what am I supposed to do? No, let Spence feel your leg. What, you know? I don't know. So okay,
you're,
I feel it.
Bad wingman, Dougie.
Yes, that
you're
is
supposed
the wrong
to.
Move.
You're supposed to be less attractive than the guy you're the wingman for.
Yeah, I was sitting
What's
there.
What's happening?
I was sitting there like with my face all fat and blowing up. And, you know, I was picking my nose, scratching my ass, and smelling it. So I, you know, I was doing everything I could, and she still wanted me to feel her leg. What's up, Jeff Anderson, comedy groupie?
Hey, yeah. Jeff Anderson.
And So then yeah, I did the natural reaction thing. The girl says, feel my, so I felt like she was, oh, and I go, well, feel mine.
Okay.
And she felt my leg and she got excited.
Yeah, really?
Of course.
Yeah. You want to feel my leg? So she, you know, she was all excited and she, you know, and then he gives me this look like, dude, I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to, like I've been a wingman in the past where I would get the girl, you know, we'd entertain the girl, make her laugh, yeah, and feel comfortable. Because if a girl likes your buddy, there's a good chance she's going to like you. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, your friend's not an asshole. So, you know, you're probably a good guy, too, to be friends with this guy. You know, you don't want to be like, I don't know.
Except in the case that you just described where that totally backfired.
I never really did the wingman thing. You know, it's like you usually be with a group of guys and you're all trying to get laid. I know. You know what I mean? Where it's like you kind of just fall into that role, I guess. I guess it's almost like, well, I guess I'm not the one that's getting laid. Maybe I'll try to help out my buddy.
Well, I mean, listen, that's my key. Like when I'm out, especially with other comics, you know what I mean? But what I mean, what was I going to, like I said, what I do in that case, feel my, well, oh, you know, you ought to feel his leg.
Right.
You know, I don't know what to do. I'm just trying to keep the party going a little bit. I'm trying to make the girls have a little good time so they stick around.
Right.
You know, what do I know? I don't know what to be.
You should have thrown in your drink in her face and called her fresh.
Yeah. Stop touching me. What kind of man do you think I am?
You're fresh.
I don't know, man. I just,
those situations are always hard to figure out because you were playing the I'm not interested, which because you really weren't interested, which is what attracts women most of the time.
You think, you know, act like, eh, I don't have anything.
They love a guy with a sense of humor. No, they love the guy that ignores them.
I remember it was a few months ago somewhere, and this girl, she was hot, you know, but she was like playing it hot. And then she said, I remember we were at Bonkers Comedy Club, and I was there with Perry Sack and Nadim. And this girl was she was like, oh, you know, and she was like, she was being all this and that. And she was like, I'm this. And she goes, I bet you like sitting next to me. You know, and I go, okay, like that. And then she goes, can you tell me a joke? You guys are the comics. Tell me a joke. I go, no, I'm not telling you a fucking joke. I'm going to tell a joke on stage. And then she got all mad at me because I wasn't like a typical guy, like falling all over her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I was just being like, just don't be stupid. I don't, you know what I mean?
You know what I always think about those situations where people are like, oh, you're a comedian, tell me a joke. I always think, you know what I should do? I should memorize like 4 street jokes. You know, like jokes that I didn't write, like not in my act, just street jokes. And then I just have those. And then I can be like, I'll tell you a joke, just like a joke.
Right.
You know, so then you can like satisfy what people want you to hear. And also like those jokes are well structured, so you can kind of, it's kind of good to get used to telling
them. I have a joke when somebody says that. It's usually, so tell me, okay, I was in the mall today and some lady asked me, am I pro-abortion? I said, I performed a few, but I'm no pro. That's, you know, that's a joke. And then, you know,
regular,
you're right,
street,
though. It's good to have like a, just a street,
you know,
joke lined up.
Yeah.
So that way you don't, you know.
You don't burn,
really
you don't burn any of your material.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't burn your material.
Yeah. You don't want to burn your material on this bitch. I'm going to be on stage in 10 minutes.
Yeah, good one there. It was just funny, too, because we're at the bar, and there was this big woman. I mean, she had her shirt and shorts were obviously the wrong size.
Nice.
But she had an attitude. She was like a big blonde chick. You know, if she lost like 150. I don't want to be, I'm not shaming.
If she lost 150
if she lost 150 pounds,
pounds
she'd be probably hot.
Oh, okay.
But so she had an attitude, like she was, and then she was talking.
Her attitude was big, too.
Yeah, she had a big attitude. And she was like, Spencer's there trying to talk. I guess those two, her and another girl got into a fight with these two girls that were hanging out with us. So Spencer was trying to figure it out and stuff like that. And then I saw her saying stuff to him that was like kind of like mean. And I'm like, why is it, what, you know, like I was catching, you know, like fought coming into the conversation. And I'm standing like, what's it? And then the girl looks at me and she goes, well, you're the kind of guy that does this or this or this.
Ooh.
And I go, what? I just like this. I go, I hate that. What'd you say, cunt?
Now listen,
world star.
I just
flag on the play.
Yeah, unnecessary roughness. But you know, like I don't have
that
like
words outlawed.
Listen, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like I can sense that she was talking shit to him.
Right.
And then like she said something to me like, "Well, you're the cunt," like making this complete observation of me just because I'm standing there. I'm like, you know.
It's funny to take that moment sometimes where you just take a beat and you realize, you know what? This situation isn't going to matter. I can say whatever I want. You know, where you just decide to just be like, fuck it.
I like that. But yeah.
It's kind of fun. Like the other day I was at a wedding and I was asking this girl like, oh, how did you, she's her boyfriend. I said, how did you meet? And she started telling me. And then I said, well, I thought that story would be a lot more interesting.
And she just like, gave it to her.
You know,
I'm like, well, I don't really know her. She's
those
like,
moments are coming more out more often with me lately, like that.
Right.
Like I didn't care. You know, I'm getting so old. Like, I just wanted to go back to my room.
It's like you turn into Larry David all of a sudden.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know,
people like that on Facebook too, though. You know what I mean? They post something like they would just say it and throw away and never. I'm never gonna see this person again. It's your mom. That was your mom that you said that.
Well, Facebook is different because then there's a record.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
people
it's
still try.
People
still,
people
try
still trying to act like that
to get away with those kind of comments.
It's like, yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, fuck you, cunt. And you're like, oh, wow. That's somebody screenshot that.
That's yeah, that's not good. No,
that's never.
Yeah, that's gonna, you know, like maybe I'll edit this part out of it.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I said
Doug,
it.
You never said that, by the way.
No, but like, you know, she
news.
Was
fake
like,
news.
I, like you're right. I don't mind like that moment when that girl's like, "Tell me a joke." I'm like, you know, like if I was single, I'd be like, "Oh, okay," you know, like trying to like right. appease her and stuff. I was like, you know, and, you know, like I love that part where you know, with, again, being a married man and stuff, when you know, women expect you to give them attention and stuff, and you're like, I don't get, you know. Like he said, then when sometimes when that happens, when you're the guy just going like, I don't give a shit, they're like, oh, I want to get, what's wrong with this guy? Yeah. Why isn't he giving me attention?
He's so dangerous.
Yeah, Dougie dangerous.
Yeah.
Tell me a joke. That dress.
Yeah, that stupid look on your face. That's a fucking joke. I don't know.
Well, we're all terrible people. Okay.
The amount of time it takes to get ready and you still look topic? Like that.
Yeah. I hope it didn't take you long to get ready. By the way, I got to go to a concert. Just to talk about things I haven't done in a while. I went to see Sammy Hagar last night.
Oh, I saw you post that. That's cool.
It was a fucking great concert.
Yeah, The Red Rocker.
You know, it was great because he played what I call Sammy Hagar, which are, you know, Van Halen or Van Hagar.
Van Hagar, yeah.
Van Hagar because it was he played Dreams, Pound Cake, which is a fucking great song.
So good.
Yeah, Punk, and he played a few others, and then they played some Zeppelin because Jason Bonham was playing drums.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and Michael Anthony, who was the bass player for Van Halen.
Was he right now? Was that Sammy Hagar? That was Van Halen. Right now.
Yeah, they played that. They played that song, too. They played that song.
I Can't Drive 55.
He played that song.
Oh, I think that was when he was a solo.
Yeah,
artist.
That was his own. I was waiting for him to play Three Lock Box. 1, 2, 3, lock box. Dun, 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 dun. But you know, they played heavy metal.
Nice.
It's a great tune.
Great tequila.
Yeah.
Cabo Wabo.
It was funny because he was drinking. He was saying he had a bottle of tequila, was pouring at the people in the front in their cups.
I hear Sammy has a little problem, to be honest. <He's>
that like, guy's loaded,
he's
man.
He's like, I got so rich. What am I going to do? I'll buy a tequila company.
Oh, my God, dude. Like,
Jesus Christ, dude.
That guy, if anybody did it right, that guy.
Definitely.
But dude, then they played Van Halen. They played... You know, Van Hagar, and they played Sammy Hagar. It was raining on and off, which kind of sucked.
Hmm.
Where was it?
At the Pompano Amphitheater.
Yeah.
But the wife called it the best because they were playing a Led Zeppelin song, and they go one more song, and then we said, let's go. you know, because we got the fuck out of there. And we zipped, like, we beat the crowd.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? And you didn't hear, like, an encore. Right. You know, sometimes you leave and you find out they played, like, 8 more songs.
They didn't
do that. So, nice. If you get a chance, go see Sammy Hagar and The Circle. That's the name of the band.
And The Circle.
So, but it was so good being at a rock concert. And then, you know, there was this fucking weirdo. I was going to video him. You know, like, you could video somebody in the stands. He was, like, clapping. He fucking clapped the whole entire show. He was dancing like a moron. He had no rhythm. Like an older white guy.
Drugs are bad.
And then there was this guy in front of us, this chick in front of the guy in front of us, that she had the kids. They were standing the whole time during Collective Soul, because they were opening act, and they were a good band. And they,
I remember them. I used to listen to them in the 90s. Like, when I was in high school, I listened to them.
Yeah, they actually did a good job. And she had her phone up the whole time, like, videoing it. And you couldn't see, because, you know what I mean? Right. So the guy told her, hey, do you mind sitting down? And her boyfriend, like, fuck you, this is a concert.
Huh.
But she was the only chick standing up.
You know? That's a weird thing, too, in these days. People are videotaping things and not actually experiencing
yes,
them.
Yes, that is a weird phenomenon of modern society.
It's so weird.
I did it a little bit. I went to a concert this weekend, too.
Right.
I saw Alt-J. I don't know if you guys know that. My girlfriend wanted to go, and we went. It was good. It was in Miami Beach at the Fillmore. It was Friday night.
Nice venue.
And it's very cool. They're kind of like a little like Celtic, but right. also mixed with, like, I don't know, like, modern stuff. It kind of just, like, a cross between, like, a Celtic band and, like, Radiohead. I can't really describe it, but it was cool. But all you can see when you look at it is just people filming with their phone. And I even did some, too. I was like, well, I'll take a couple pictures and do some Snapchat.
But, you know, what's funny about that, they sang Right Now. Yes. The guy in front of me was videoing the whole thing. I'm like, hey, like, right now, dude, why don't you shut the camera and watch it?
Yeah, listen to the lyrics.
Listen to the lyrics. You're not even paying attention, stupid. Right now. I remember the first time I heard that song, I was high as hell. And I was in my apartment. I'm like, you know, because it had, like, the Zoo TV. It was showing the words on the screen in different videos.
Yeah, that was a really famous video. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. That's where they got the Zoo TV idea from, YouTube, was that video. I just found out YouTube's coming, too. U2 is you could try to get tickets before they come out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I've never seen U2.
I've seen them like 4 times.
That's got to be a great show.
Yeah. Saw them at Joshua Tree. Saw them on the Zoo TV.
Wow.
Saw them, what the fuck? Saw 4 times. I remember one time we were in high school. We went, like, 8 of us in my buddy's van. And it was like a work van, like one of these white work vans. There's no seats in it. There's 8 of us in the back with a cooler and patio chairs in a van.
Huh.
And you know, and then we got to the Hollywood Sportatorium. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
And we get there. My buddy, we called him Wonka, because he looked like Willy Wonka.
Uh-huh.
But Wonka's doing donuts in his van, and we're trying to keep from falling over in our patio chairs. And we're smoking up a storm in the van. And we pull up finally, and they open the sliding door of the van, and this puff of smoke comes out.
Yeah, it's Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. And these people are, like, bowing down to us, because we look like, you know, the party gods.
We would have gotten away with it, or what's your meddling kids?
Meddling kids. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey.
Ethan Moore.
Good afternoon.
And we're going to be right back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. He's not a dickhead, and he's not popping peas.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. That's right. By the way, did you see the new artwork I put out for the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Included all of us.
Looks Thank you.
I'm getting a little handy on my
Photoshop.
That new program.
My little app on my iPhone. Well, I've been asking my art guy to give us new, because, you know, we got a new regular co-host. I want to, you know, include everybody in the stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to download that image and post it to my social media, too.
There you go. What's up, Adam Hayes, everybody? By the way, getting straight from the headlines, and we're going to start it off with a Florida man, because...
Yeah, Florida man, my favorite.
We should.
A Florida man.
Naked burglar bursts into a Florida woman's home, tries on her clothes, and rolls around in the yard.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. I just want to apologize.
That happened this
week. I'm going to take this moment, and like Louis C.K., it's all true. I did it all.
Yeah, the first time when you hear a story like this, you got to think the guy's high on cocaine. Because, right. You know, cocaine gets you horny as hell.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't know what to do.
Or meth. Lasts longer.
Yeah, does it? I've never tried meth, so.
Yeah.
You've done meth?
I've done it all.
Shit.
Name a drug. Come on.
I am a scientist over here.
Yeah.
Authorities say a naked Florida man burst into a woman's home, ran around inside, and tried on some of her clothes before he was arrested. The Daytona Beach Journal says the 40-year-old Joseph Veglica is charged with burglary with assault and is jailed under $25,000 bail. It's not clear if he hasn't a lawyer, but he doesn't have pants either, so.
He started off naked. Wow.
I wonder if you know. That's, yeah.
Were they the right size? Or?
Yeah, he says Veglica entered the woman's home through the garage door.
Okay.
And then ran through the kitchen acting irrationally.
He was irrational?
There yeah.
Was no one.
What was the first sign when he took off his clothes?
It's hard to be rational when you're naked.
Danced in the woman's clothes.
How could you tell?
The woman ran to her stepson's house next door and called 911. Investigators say Veglica went into the bedroom and tried on the woman's clothes. And then he must have been getting ready for your show.
That's what I'm saying.
And then ran back outside toward the stepson's house. He was rolling in the yard when police arrived. Court records show Veglica has numerous previous arrests. Yeah, like he's...
For that same
thing. This guy has
he's a career criminal.
Yeah.
He likes dresses. I'm
sorry. You're breaking into someone's house, and then you're naked, and then you... I don't know. We had that. Remember that a few months ago, we had that guy in Oakland Park. He said he was trying to be a comic, and he robbed the bank and took all his clothes off and ran.
Throwing the money in the hand type thing. Whatever happened to that? Because he's not a comic, is he?
I don't know. No one recognized him, right?
He'll be on our show tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to be
doing
on
a spot.
Anyway, you have Joe Fernandez, right? Who's going to be our featured on Wednesday night?
Oh, yeah,
headliner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got Joe because you have him in town. We got Joe Fernandez at the Wine Bar tomorrow night. 33rd Street Wine Bar.
Pay me $100 for my finder's fee. Thank you. Florida man fighting to keep emotional support squirrel.
Wow.
Florida man says he can't live without his emotional support squirrel up his ass.
Up his booty.
But his condo association says the animal has to go. Ryan Boylan received a notice last month that he needs to give up the squirrel. Brutus is the squirrel's name.
You're not giving up Brutus.
Or face eviction from the Clearwater Beach condo. Boylan says he and Brutus became inseparable after he rescued her last year during Hurricane Matthew. Rescued her or took her away, you stupid fuck. It's hard to rescue. How do you rescue a squirrel? Was a squirrel hanging from a cliff?
She jumped right into his arms.
You know?
Guy has a squirrel as a pet, as a service animal.
Yeah. I don't think that counts.
I hate to be the one to say it, but this guy's nuts. Do you have a rim shot on there, Doug?
I would have. My soundbite would have been ready. Ever since then, oh my God, I can't imagine not being around her, Boylan said.
Oh, her?
Yeah, he calls her Brutus.
I don't Brutus know. Is her.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Boylan has a doctor's note that says he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder after a car accident. He registered Brutus on the registry myserviceanimal.com as an emotional support animal.
Is there a registry for that?
Yeah. I think I'm going to do the same thing for Ciro.
Yeah. You just
I'm going to say Ciro's my support animal here on Wednesday or Monday mornings.
Too good.
According to the complaint,
I would pass that test with no problem.
Yeah, you can fly for free then too.
Just get you to sit next to me, and
you need a seat for your.
I'll put a vest on you.
All right,
Zero's my support pet.
Too good.
He's my emotional support pet.
Too good.
He talks, but according to the complaint filed by the condo association against Boylan and the condo owner, exotic animals are not allowed.
Is a squirrel that exotic?
I know.
It's like common, actually.
Very domestic.
Yeah, it's, well.
A Tasmanian devil's exotic, right?
Right.
That would be considered exotic.
And that would definitely be a good
support pet. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, how does a Tasmanian devil talk?
You know, like an ostrich. That would be, that'd be pretty exotic.
Can you imagine having an ostrich as a support animal?
Right.
Or a llama.
Or a llama. Okay. Right? But a squirrel?
Spitting.
There's a billion of those things.
I mean, you know, how what's the life expectancy of a squirrel? This guy's fucked if his support animal won't live past like a month or two.
He's going to have to train another squirrel.
I think squirrels live long.
Do
as
they?
As long as they don't get.
Not in my backyard with my dog.
I was going to say, as long as they don't get eaten by a dog.
Property management discovered Brutus after she was chased up a tree by a dog last April. Condo officials say it's liability if something happens with the squirrel.
Something happens? What's it going to do?
Boylan said he contracted Florida's Commission on Human Rights, claiming discrimination. They sent a letter to the association on his behalf, citing the Fair Housing Act, which protects emotional support animals. The case is actually pending.
Wow.
We've had enough. These squirrels have taken over the community pool. They will let non-squirrels swim.
So it's his, what is it? It's his, like, neighborhood association or his condo association?
Condo association, yeah, they're fighting it.
I hate those fucking things, though.
Right.
Condo associate. It's almost, I kind of like, it's like I'm not on his side because I'm like, this guy's crazy. But on the other hand, I am on his side because fuck the condo association.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Wait, and it's one thing, okay, if it's a big animal or something like that, you know what I mean? But it's a squirrel. I mean, how bad could it be? You know? You're running the nuts in the winter.
Right. Yeah.
Now, you know, it's not all Florida people are dumbasses. This was a pretty cool story.
What?
Orlando Aviation Authority Chief, let's see, at the Orlando International Airport, one of the people that worked at the airport was a hero because they saw a bag. This guy saw like a duffel bag with smoke coming out of it.
Okay.
And wow. It's not good when you're in an airport and you see a bag with smoke coming out of it. You think it's a bomb. Right away.
That's, yeah.
And then this guy.
Alarm bells are ringing.
This guy goes and grabs the bag. It could blow up at any moment. Goes and grabs the bag and puts it between two pillars, like you know, pillars in the building. So
okay.
That way, if it blows up, at least it takes the impact.
Okay.
You know, lessens the impact, the blow up, whatever.
You sure he wasn't part of this bombing?
Yeah. Next thing you know, he puts it there, the building falls down. Turns out it was just like a tablet.
Right next to the pillars. Huh?
I feel like modern bombs don't. I never heard of a bomb smoking except in a cartoon.
It was a holiday ham.
Right.
It was an actual pressure cooker.
I was getting it freshly cooked from my mom. Violence around the world added to panic that swept across Orlando International Airport on Friday night after a passenger dropped a bag quickly to the ground. Greater Orlando Aviation Authority Phil Brown said in a blog on Saturday the passenger was surprised when he saw smoke from a lithium battery that had overheated and exploded coming out of his bag.
Wow.
He dropped the bag and bystanders mistook the noise caused by the commotion for gunfire, and they freaked out like a bunch of pussies. Unfortunately, with all these events occurring around the world, people panic. Well, of course they do.
Yeah. They thought it was another white guy with an AR-15.
Yeah.
Hiding in a bag. Smoking a cigar. What's going on there?
Now, what would you do if you're in a you're in an airport walking, you see this bag, would you just run? Would you pick it up? And
no, I would definitely Rambo, MacGyver, something out of there.
Yeah,
yeah. First of all,
could you picture him picking up
a smoking bag? You would run towards it.
You do a commando roll towards it.
Okay.
Grab it.
Right.
And then you O.J. Simpson commercial it. You jump over that one.
Like a Hertz commercial.
Yeah, right.
A Hertz commercial. And then you get out into the wide open, and you just throw it. Like Perseus,
like
Clash of the Titans.
You throw it like a discus or like a shot put.
Pretty much,
exactly.
Because you need to take charge these days. You can't just run away like
I think.
Pussies.
I just keep walking. I'd be like, wrong gate, honey. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. Don't you want to go to the food court?
Right. It's over here, actually. Let's take another flight.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I'm not a bomb. I don't have bomb. I'm not a bomb expert. You know what I mean?
Like, hey, Dougie, I've seen your set. Heyo!
Okay. I guess he's not going to be on the show anytime soon. I'm going to have to change my artwork again on the podcast and get rid of that fucking Ethan picture. It's one thing. Like I've said, like if I'm sitting there and I see a guy with a gun or you know holding somebody or something, I would have my hero hat on. I'm pretty well versed at like unarming, like disarming somebody.
Right.
You know, I don't want if I could save some people. Yeah, I would be a hero in that situation. I've done that. I worked at a restaurant when I was a teenager, and this guy got an argument. He was trying to run out of the me and my buddy Eddie tackled him.
Oh wow!
Before he left the Bobby Rubino's.
Uh oh.
I worked at the Bobby Rubino's, and we caught him before he ran out. I was a hero.
Did they put your face on the wall?
Yeah.
How old were you in that?
Like 15.
Wow. And then you were like, I got to get martial arts training so I can.
I was already training. Like, so you could, 7.
Oh, really? Since you were 7.
Yeah,
that's how he caught him.
That's how, yeah, I did a fucking Hong Kong Fui.
You had it, wow.
See that? I've been doing it since I was 5. Can you imagine?
Yeah. And he's still
not joking.
He's still pussed out really? Against fucking Kevin Perry.
You
should have kicked his ass that day,
I, you know what?
I was young.
Whatever. We're too old to go to jail. To fight
no one's going anymore. To jail. We just said it was somebody else.
That's true.
I would like to watch that.
Everybody would.
Now, being that you had your drag show.
Yes.
Misgendering. We've talked about that.
Okay. Misgendering. Yes, she was not on the show.
No. Misgender. That would be a great tranny name, wouldn't
it? That's a good drag name.
Misgender.
Yeah. Misgender.
Mr. Gender. Mrs.
That
Gender.
Was your tranny.
Oxford teacher faces action over misgendering pupil. You know, I mean, hey, sometimes it's difficult, isn't it?
Well, if they're, you know, thinking they're helicopters or whatever they are.
I don't know what you mean. The teacher is facing disciplinary action at his school after he referred to a transgender pupil as a girl, although the student identifies as a boy.
Right, they identify as a helicopter. Who knows what the hell these people are doing?
Joshua Sutcliffe, a Christian pastor from Oxford, admitted he said, "Well done, girls," when addressing a group including the student. He described it as a slip of the tongue, but said he believed the biological sex was defined at birth. The school?
It's funny that he doubled down.
Yeah.
He could have just been like, oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
I mean, you know.
Move on to the next
technically,
day.
Technically, there was all girls sitting there except for Chad. Right. Mr. Sutcliffe, who teaches children aged between 11 and 18, said the incident took place on November 2nd. He said a week-long investigation found he had misgendered the pupil.
A week-long investigation?
By the way, Church of England lets girls wear tiaras.
Wait, so maybe I misunderstood here. So it's all girls and then one trans person?
It was all girls sitting there and one boy who identifies as a girl.
And he was like, ladies or girls?
Yeah.
And then that was offensive?
See, that's fucked up to me. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Listen...
Hey, relax.
You would think you got to be tolerable to a certain extent, right? Mm. I mean, fuck. I mean, Jesus, you know, it's like if all of a sudden, you know, I wanted to be a woman, you know, if somebody looked at me and said, "Hey, buddy," I'd say, "Hey, come on, what are you talking about? My name's Doug Lena." You can't get mad at people. I mean, these things. This is why the Republicans won the presidency this year.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I think there's a big part of it is that cultural thing.
Yeah, people got sick of fucking hearing. You know, there's a lot of people that don't give, listen, no offense. If you take the transgender population in this country, it's a fraction of a percent, if anything. You know, and so the majority, there's a lot of other people that need attention,
right?
In a sense.
Mm-hmm. People are basically like, I don't give a shit if Trump's going to take away my health care and raise my taxes, as long as I like him on football. He's where I need to be on the NFL, so I'm happy.
The NFL, bunch of fucking pricks.
So it's a culture thing. You're right. It affected everything.
I think so. I think people got tired of, you know, what bathrooms could people go into.
Shovel-fed ideas.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I don't know. I think this guy's, you know, I think they're being a little harsh on this poor teacher.
I mean, if you're a kid, you're going to, well, I don't know. I was going to say, like, if that's the worst thing you hear in school.
Yeah.
Right. You know, but on the other hand, I guess you're not supposed to hear from the teachers, but still, come on, man.
Teacher doesn't respect
investigation
me.
Into whether he accidentally, I don't know.
You know what I found amazing? The story a few months back when there was like a 7-year-old, was it a 7-year-old, I think it's a 7-year-old boy who's born as a boy, but he recognized himself as a girl, like, and the parents were getting mad because the school wouldn't let him use the girl's bathroom. And I'm like, what 6-year-old,
where did he come up with
fuck,
this?
How the fuck does a 6-7-year-old have a problem with their own, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, kids are growing up earlier these days, but
apparently.
6-7 years, sometimes you got to think it's the parents that are like, you know, like.
Well, it's like I think as a child, you probably have all kinds of weird impulses in different directions. It's not necessarily the parents' job to like, be like, every impulse is right. You know, like, oh, you feel like a girl today? Okay, well, you must be a girl forever now. Or, oh, you know what I mean? I just feel like, let's just let the kid do his own thing and let's not reinforce things too much. He'll figure right. that stuff out when he needs to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes, I don't know, parents today.
She'll figure
that's
it out.
That's a new thing I'm doing now. One of my new comedy bits is like, stop blaming your parents for all your fucking things. You know, we're just a generation of blaming their parents for everything. Like,
yeah.
Like my parents did the best they possibly fucking could. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of things they didn't do. You know what I mean? But, you know, what do they know?
There's no manual.
You know, most of the time, but to blame them, just fucking move on in your life.
I had a good upbringing. I had good parents.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You did? Look, what the fuck?
I did heroin, but it wasn't my parents' fault. It was my fault. I did it because
right.
I wanted to.
Why do you think you did heroin? Why, just because you did it and you got caught cooked in it? You was like,
no,
all right.
It's because I think some of it was the like super religious thing. And I was like, I felt like very like repressed. So that does go back to my parents. But on the other hand, I think that all the stuff I learned in that like Baptist religion were very like good. And like right. they're part of my character today, like being honest with people and kind of having a kindness towards people in general. Like,
right.
I think there's like a really, I think I learned a lot of, I learned more good stuff than bad stuff from religion. But I did feel like very repressed, like I wanted to break out. And I do think that like using drugs was like the worst thing it was like the Antichrist.
Right.
It was like the one thing you're really not supposed to do. And I was like, all right, fuck it, I'm going to do heroin.
That was your 180.
So I think that was part of it. And then I did just get hooked eventually.
Yeah, well, that's why I never tried it because I heard it's hard to quit.
That's great.
Speaking of drugs, nearly 50 pounds of cocaine washes up onto a Florida beach.
Boo.
Authorities have found nearly 50 pounds of cocaine that washed up on Central Florida Beach. It was about 60 pounds until some guy got there with a big straw. A woman saw the cocaine wrapped in packages as she was walking along a beach in Melbourne on Friday. Fuck, that wasn't too far from me.
That was right where you were.
Oh, man.
No, what? No, I'm glad I didn't go to the beach. Can you imagine if I went to the beach and found that much cocaine?
Doug, you would have been every comic's friend for the next 6 months.
I know. I would have been running to chicks' houses naked and trying on their dresses. A woman saw the cocaine. Yeah. The package was found near where a sailboat washed ashore during Hurricane Irma. You would think that South Florida would get cocaine washing up, not middle of Central Florida. It surprised Richard Therfall, who was visiting the beach, oddly enough, with a little spoon. Special investigators unit with the sheriff's office seized the cocaine. Investigators who said there were no other reports of cocaine washing ashore from other guys who were running around hysterically.
Like, we usually get 3 or 4 a week.
We did. I mean, this story had happened, and I had written a script. We wanted to do it like a video, and I had, and the part was me. It was me, the wise guy. It was me, Lenny Travis, and Perry Sack walking on a beach, and all of a sudden, a big old cube of cocaine washes up, and we grab it, and we're looking at it, then we take it back to our hotel, and we put it on a table. We start calling people, carving it off. And next thing you know, 10 people, 20 people, 100 people.
Oh,
and
funny,
in time lapse, you would see the cocaine brick kind of going down.
Right.
And as it's gone, you see people leaving. You know, and then three of us are back, just sitting there by ourselves. What do you want to do now?
And it ends with you guys sitting on the beach just looking at
And another bale pops up. Yeah, so, hey, good. I'm telling you, who the fuck would have known if I went to the beach?
Dude. You would have been paying all your headliners in coke for the next 6 months.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't write you a check or cash, but here's
this
bag.
The great days of comedy are back.
Right? Yeah, it's like 70s comedy. Yeah.
I'm going to do my impression of Sam Kinison.
This is how legends were made.
That's great. That's something I've turned down a few times in the last several months.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Can't do it.
Yeah?
I mean, you know, every time somebody asks me, I'm tempted because I used to do it. I'm like,
right.
And then I'm like, yeah, maybe just one bump. But then I'm like, no, because then I'm going to be depressed for a whole day or two.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. And the look that people give you when you turn it down, they almost feel bad. They're like, oh.
They get self-conscious. And you're like, no. Do as much as you want.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm good. I'd really be doing it if I didn't have a big job interview tomorrow.
You can hold my phone. I'm not going to write. Just do it.
I've seen people do cocaine in front of me since I've been sober. People still try to buy me drinks and still try to hand me joints.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I don't do that. And they're like, oh, I thought it was just heroin. I'm like, no, I don't do anything now. I'm totally sober. How many times do I have to tell
By the way,
you?
I'm following the sober thing. I was. It's been a whole
Oh, yeah?
2 days. I haven't drank or smoked or anything.
How do you feel?
I feel horrible.
Sounds right.
Like shit.
Okay, you're doing good.
I'm
That's
dying
what you're supposed
for,
to.
Dying
you're
for
telling the truth.
Yeah. I need a bong hit.
Yeah, if you were like, everything's great, I feel great, I would be, you're lying. You're lying.
No, I mean, I feel
you're high right now, aren't you?
No, I wish, you know, but I think I'm going to quit drinking because I just feel, I went to the gym today, this morning, I just was like, I just feel really, just slow. I just feel like shit. And I feel like my age is catching, I'm getting at that age, so I'm just... Just tired, fatigued, and like, I don't want to do anything. Like, we were out. We went out every night, almost every night after the show. We went out and get a drink at that place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. You know, what do I want to go to a bar for? I don't want to hook up with a chick. I don't want to get, you know, I don't drink. I can't get drunk anymore. I drink until I get sleepy. That's it. Right, I don't drink. Huh. Sleep, and then I get the concrete cap. My head starts bouncing all over the place. Like a newborn.
Such a rough life being a comedian when you get that rush after you get off stage for hours after and you just can't really shake it and you're like, wow, that was so
I used to have a cigarette right after I got off stage because that made me feel like kind of I could ride the rush a little bit, you know, like kind of change. But now I'm like, no, that's terrible too. Like, it's the worst than anything. It's smoking. So
I had
I'm
a
like,
bad habit of that.
Yeah.
I was bumming cigarettes before a show. Like to get in my Yeah, I bump plenty from you.
Yeah, every once in a while I still...
Just calm down.
I still get one from Sierra every once in a while.
Yeah, Sierra. And Sierra smokes those three... What's those? 305s?
No.
Indians?
Spirits.
Native American spirits.
Native American spirits. That's the only pack of cigarettes I've ever seen like that. Out of that. All of a sudden I wanted to drink a lot and lose all my money and become an alcoholic. here's a crazy story. Oklahoma woman sentenced for incestuous marriage with birth mother.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Misty Velvet Dawn Span.
Okay, now she wasn't on the show either. Why can't we get Misty Velvet? That was a great drag name, too.
Look at that. Misty Velvet Dawn Span.
Dawn Span.
That's a fucking four-word name. Was 25
that's not Hispanic.
Years old when she married her mother, Patricia Span, 42, in September of 2016, according to the Oklahoma District Court records.
She married her mother.
Misty now faces a 10-year deferred sentence after pleading guilty to the ancestral marriage, according to the news. The marriage was annulled 6 weeks later in the city of Duncan. Misty is now 26-year-old, and records show that the mother lost custody of her children. Well, you can't marry them.
Yeah. What? What? I don't understand this one. I can't wrap my head around it.
It's a Pythagoras theorem.
Who was, to, was the mother?
A squared plus B squared.
Right?
There's no way.
Yeah, can you break this down on a piece of graph paper for me? I can't figure it out. She married her mother. Why would...
Yeah. Well, it says here, the marriage was... Blah, blah, blah. Records show that the mother lost custody of her children, who were adopted when they were little. The news writes that Patricia told investigators she and Misty hit it off when they were reconnected back in 2014. Records also state that Patricia thought the marriage was legal because her name was no longer on Misty's birth certificate.
So they were separated.
And well, she gave them up for adoption.
Right.
And then they ran into each other again.
They met on Tinder or something.
Yeah.
They had this weird connection.
I don't know what it is. I feel close to you.
Yeah.
I feel like I know you.
They should play the lottery. You hit that one chance in a billion. To find your relative out there.
Patricia married her biological son in 2008.
What? No.
But that was annulled in 2010 after he called it incestuous.
So she's looking for her kids to marry.
Yeah.
Is this like a weird religious
Isn't
thing?
Isn't that like animals who eat their own?
Yeah. I'm trying to even... This is just a sick person, I guess.
Maybe that's...
There's no like movement for this stuff. This is literally just one insane person.
Yeah.
Chief from Florida?
Family members, including Misty's brother, spoke out to the controversial marriage by local media, saying that she was pressured into the relationship. You either marry me or I'm going to ground you. She forced my sister into this. There's a lot of people that know it. Cody Spann said, for you to want to put your own daughter through this, what kind of person are you? Mom of the year. That's who she is.
Just, or spouse of the century. You don't know.
I don't, you know, these That's people with their weird. Own kids, it's just, you know, it's just crazy.
There's nothing funny about that.
With all the fish in the sea, right?
you know? Think?
Right. She's
all of us are looking at her like,
I
think I like her because she looks like me.
How much do you have to be scraping the bottom of the dating pool before you get to your own kids? Like, well, I've dated everyone else in town, I guess. So move on to Junior.
How small is this town?
I've gone out and broken up with every other guy in the town, so I'm going to take out my son. Son, back, you're going to go take mommy out to dinner, and then you're going to bang me.
New meaning to one horse town.
Here's a story. Suspects overwhelming gas shuts down an interrogation.
Whoa. Okay.
Stinky ass. Police interrogation of Kansas City man charged with drug and gun offenses ended prematurely when an investigator was driven from the room by the suspect's excessive flatulence.
Wow. See, now this could be ISIS's next secret weapon.
Yeah. He got off by farting. Come on.
You know?
you keep asking me questions. You're making me nervous.
To charge him with like a biological weapon.
Yeah. By the way, Adam Malik says after this story, Louis C.K. doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah. Which one is worse? You know?
Perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's put things in perspective. Police interrogation. Where did I go? A detective reported that when asked for his address, 24-year-old Sean Sykes Jr. leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering. The Kansas City Star reports Sykes continued to be flatulent, and the detective was forced to quickly end the interview.
This just seems like a personality trait to me.
Sykes appeared in court on Monday, charged with being a felon in possession of 3 firearms and a stinky ass, and possessions with intent to sell cocaine. The charges stem from police traffic stops in the month of September in Kansas City. A federal public defender office hasn't responded to the Associated Press, and we're sure he won't have an attorney because nobody wants to sit next to him.
Maybe his asshole is his attorney.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to answer. I'll let my attorney do the speaking.
Yeah.
It's like a Jim Carrey bit.
Yeah. I'm going to have my, I'm going to be my own defense. Yeah. I can't be a good drug dealer because of my stink.
You know what they say? The best defense is a good offense.
It's very offensive.
Be offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you wonder if maybe the guy has done so much coke he can't smell anymore. Oof. He doesn't know. He just shits up a storm. He's like, you know.
Yeah. His nostrils are stripped.
Nah.
I have no cilia.
What are people saying on the internet?
I was just saying Adam was the one who had that joke. But here's a story. Police search for wedding ring lost in a Halloween candy bag. Yeah, I had one of those moments not too long ago, right, because I take my wedding ring off at night,
and I put it on
like
when you go out to the bars to wingman.
When I'm a wingman, take off my wedding ring. But I'm like sleeping with it. You know, when I get and then
circulation.
Yeah, and I usually put it like in the bathroom, like on a counter or something. You know, and I put it on my nightstand or something, and I thought I left it somewhere. I started freaking out. I started like, oh shit! Then I got to go home and tell my wife, where'd the ring? Why'd you take your ring off? Yeah, in a Vermont trick-or-treater may have picked up more than candy on Halloween this year. Police say a woman who lives in South Burlington called them after she says she accidentally dropped her yellow, gold, and diamond eternity wedding band into a trick-or-treater's bag. She said others have reported that someone posted on social media about finding the ring, but she couldn't find the post. The woman lives in Butler Farm neighborhood, and police are asking parents to check their children's candy bags if they visited the woman's neighborhood. Yeah, I bet if it's a nice diamond, no one's getting that shit back.
No, sir.
Trick or treat, that's it. Once you put that shit in the bag, it's mine. Right?
That's a
finders
treat.
Keepers.
It's a treat. You know, you rather get a fucking Snickers bar or a 4-carat diamond.
Yeah. Wow. That is careless. You know, usually you have to worry about the razor blades and the poison apples.
You know, there was a report. Speaking of
diamonds,
being a dog lover, there was a report here that there's some fucking asshole here in Florida that goes to dog parks and takes like raw meat and puts fish hooks in them.
What? Why?
Just so dogs will eat them.
Good
and
lord!
Yeah, this is somebody I want to find. This is somebody that I wouldn't mind putting some power together and some technology together to catch this fucking guy. You know what I mean? He takes raw meat, makes meatballs with meat, and then puts like fishing hooks in them. So dogs will eat it. What kind of cruelty, you know?
It's like the serial killer type guys do that, you know?
It's like that's how they get started, like Jeffrey Dahmer and stuff.
The making of Dexter right there.
Yeah, they start with animal cruelty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Start. By the way, Adam, with the wedding ring, she probably left it in some guy's hotel room.
Yeah, yeah, a likely story, right? Yeah.
Believe Blame. That one.
Well, yeah, I must have dropped it in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Cyril Dobrik and Ethan Moore for joining me today. By the way, this week's Wise Guys Comedy Show Wednesday night, I'll be there. Joe Fernandez will be your feature. And Tavolino's favorite, Steve Marshall, will be your headliner. I don't know if we sold out yet or not. We probably did. But if not, call Tavolino's at 954-509-0046 if you want to go see the show. And I'm excited because I'm taking like a week. I got no shows this week.
Yeah.
And then I think I got one show on the 25th here at Roosters in Coral Springs, headlining there for the new funny business room. But I'm actually relieved I don't have any shows this week. You know, to have to rush and go places
yeah.
and do
oh,
shit.
Yeah, believe
like
me,
you're
I
saying,
know.
You've been great.
Oh,
I'm
God.
So happy I don't have anything to fucking do this week.
Sarah, you can check me out at Sarah Comic or check out this new short movie I came out with, Jimmy the Killer Dick. Two of us are in it.
Yeah, I'm in that too.
Yeah, I'm not
One
in it.
Of
I was supposed
them should
to be.
Have been in it.
Look at John Schaefer, Mr. Organization. How about you?
You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Ethan Is Not Funny. All my shows are up there. Big show tomorrow night at 33rd Street Wine Bar. Come check that out.
And follow our show at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Thanks again for listening, guys. Tomorrow in the studio, Mr. Peter Leonard and Elgin David will be here, fresh off his incredible drag show.
He'll give you the inside scoop.
He's going to let us know how he was so wonderful. And yeah, that's it. We'll be back, and we will have a special show on Wednesday with Steve Marshall and Joe Fernandez in the studio.
Nice.
Three shows this week, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.